This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Calvin Parker says that this was all documented in the book, what we were referring to here. Would you continue?
Yes, sir. That's like I said, when I tell everybody they don't believe, buy the book. It will stand up in a court of law. It's got credible witnesses in it. You got the Coast Guard. You got eyewitnesses for driving across the bridge. You got a parole officer. You got a preacher. The bridge tender didn't see it because he was sleeping on his job. You got that couple that was parked out there. He's deceased now. She's in a nursing home, but she's seen it, but she's not going to come forward because she don't want any publicity. Back then, 90% of your people didn't want the publicity of seeing all this. And it's like I said in the book, you know, I don't care if people believe it or not. That's up to them. I know what happened. I know it's there. And it's a fact to me. And if they don't believe it, they can buy the book and read it and see. But I think once they read it, they'll be open-minded anyhow.
Let's point out one thing here, too. That you write a book about anything related to UFOs. Only a few people ever have bestsellers making a lot of money. So I don't think that Calvin Parker is going to enrich himself by this book. I mean, it could sell a lot, and he deserves it. He's had health problems and everything, so certainly he deserves the extra cash. But we're not expecting miracles for him.
No, I didn't do this for the money. What money I've got, I've made before this book come out, and I still haven't received nothing on the book yet. You know, it's all in the making if I get any.
Well, then you must care, though. Calvin, whether people believe you, because otherwise, why write the book? If it's not about the money, it's about getting the message out. So, you know, it must matter to you. And I'd like to know why it matters so much to you. Can you tell us more about how you feel about the incident and why it's so important for you to get the message out?
The people that's going to believe you is going to believe you, regardless of what you say or what you do. The people that don't believe you will never believe you. Then you're going to have those in the middle, and they can be persuaded one way or another. You know, they're going to go to what sounds good to them. But the reason I wanted to get this message out, I have never talked to my family about it. I've never talked to my friends about it. Never talked to anyone about it. But I didn't want to just leave them. I didn't want to leave this old world and not tell people what happened. You know, I owe it to my family and my friends to tell them a little bit about this, what's going on. And that's the reason for the book. It's like Philip said, it's your legacy. Yeah, I want people to believe it because everybody wants people to believe when they tell them something because that's just the way that it is. But I'm not going to put my soul up and go to hell because I'm going to sit here and tell a lie about something.
Well, that sounds very honorable. And you do come across as being very sincere during the interview. So what do you hope to get out of these sort of experiences here now that you're sort of wrapping things up, so to speak? You've alluded to this a few times. What do you really hope to see come out of this?
There's a lot of people that's had legitimate experiences, and I want them to be able to open up and talk about them and not have to hide behind them all their life and to run from this stuff to keep from being ridiculed and all. I want people to understand you just don't talk about people and run them down because there's something different about them. That's true in any case, whether it's a UFO or you a little different than anybody else. There's a point that's got to come across somewhere.
Now, have you interacted much with other people who have undergone similar experiences?
I've just started here lately, and people try to tell me their story and all, and I sit down and listen. And then I'm going to have this book signing in Pascagoula. They're putting it on. There's a lot of people coming from all over to that. It's the first book signing that I'm going to do. And I want to be able to sit in there and talk to them and let them, you know, ask questions and answer questions and get to meet a lot of these people around here. And it's every day it's something different come up in this, you know, different witnesses and things like that. And you're going to see a little of that with something new, but, you know, every day is something better coming out of it. You still there?
I'm still here, of course. That helps, of course. Have you ever seen anything else weird since then, other than the first abduction and the one that you remembered?
No, sir, I hadn't. You know, I've seen some weird things, but that was mostly in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. But no, I hadn't looked up in the sky to see anything weird.
Well, certainly in New Orleans, I guess you see weird things. I've never been there, and it's kind of interesting here. But I had a chance to work in Louisiana. This is back in the late 60s. And I was about to take the job. And I don't recall why I didn't. I think in retrospect, I should have. That would have been real fun. I was working at a rock and roll radio station in the Quad Cities of Alabama, Muscle Shoals, Sheffield, Tuscumbia, Florence. You're familiar with it?
I am.
Right. And Muscle Shoals, I didn't realize, had that famous recording studio where so many people like Aretha Franklin recorded. Big mistake. Now, your cohort in this original enterprise, Mr. Hickson, did he ever report any other sightings?
If he did, I didn't hear about him or didn't know about him. After I left the coast, we would see each other sometime, but we would never talk about this. And, you know, it was just a pass and repass deal. But I'm sure he probably did. He had a little rock he carried around with him. He said when he rubbed it, he could feel their presence. But it's like me carrying a Bible around. When I carry it around and open it, I can feel the presence of God with it.
Okay, so that's a feeling.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying it's not real. It's a feeling. So in his case, it's a feeling. And, of course, having undergone such a traumatic experience, can we even assume the experience is real?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I know mine's real. I don't know about Charlie's. I mean, I'm assuming that I know it is what happened out there because I was with him. I know he got abducted. I know that he really believes, and I know it changed his life because he went from not wanting to talk about it to all he wanted to do was talk about it. And that's one reason I got to where I wouldn't see him, because when we seen each other, all he wanted, he would want to talk about it, and I just turn around and walk off.
I'm going to ask you something about that in a moment, but one thing is, did you gain any more insights into what happened to you by talking to him?
No. It's kind of like reading this Bud Hopkins hypnosis session. I didn't want to gain any more through that. No, I really didn't. I hadn't gained any insights at all, not through him or through nothing else. Actually, up until here lately, I've tried not to read nothing on it, tried not to watch no news of anything like this on it. Now, I got into this ancient alien here lately, and then there was a special on cattle mutilation not too long ago, and I watched that. But this was all after the fact.
What do you think the purpose of these abductions are?
And that's a question we're going to hold in abeyance for one more segment. We'll find out in the next segment and the following segments where that's going. We've got Calvin Parker. We've got J. Randall Murphy. We've got Gene Steinberg, don't we? Yeah, we sure do. More to come. You're in
the Paracast. Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have the Echo. That's a good superhero. You ever think about that, Randall? The superhero. Look, the Echo. Up in the sky, he's surrounding you with sound. No, it doesn't work very well. Calvin Parker is continuing. There was a question asked at the end of our last segment. Should we go into that?
Yeah. You asked if I had any insight on what all this might be about. I think we kind of like, we laboratory test dogs, a human race or monkeys or something like that, I think we'd like a big test for them. I don't think it's they're here to really hurt us or do us any good either one way or another, but I think they need to know more about us and what makes us function or what makes us go on. So I feel like that's what a lot of these abductions are about.
Okay, now people know that I'm a bit of a stickler for details and somewhat skeptical, so I hope you don't mind me digging a little bit here.
Go right ahead.
The secret tape, right? On the secret tape, you say in it that you passed out.
Right.
And that that's the first time you ever passed out in your life. But later you were saying that you only said that to try to dissuade people from talking to you about it. But if that's the case, why would you say this in private?
In private, right. Yeah, and I see where you're coming from. But I guess in a way I did pass out when it first happened, when they gave me that first shot. I know what was going on. I wasn't at myself. Neither was Charlie or nobody else going to be at yourself when something like that happens. But you're right in there, and, you know, I'm going to hang with my story in here to the end. I did pass out, but it wasn't all the way out. It's like a comatose thing. You can see, but you couldn't move.
There's another thing, too, and maybe this was something that Charlie experienced, but not you. There was you mentioned kind of a little box, but there's also in the story, there's a thing that's more like an eye. Was that something Charlie saw, or do you remember the same thing, too?
No, I don't remember nothing about no eye. I remember that little box about the size of a deck of cards. Now, I do remember hearing Charlie tell Dr. Heine that it was like a real eyeball or a camera eye. I was thinking that to myself because I was trying to absorb some of what he said in there. But really, back then, I didn't care if I absorbed any of it or not.
Were you aware of Charlie at the same time when you were both on the craft? Or do you both have separate stories? Were you taken into separate rooms?
Oh, we was taken into separate rooms. From the time I left, I don't remember seeing Charlie on the craft. The next time I seen Charlie was out on the pier again. And then, but he had said it went on, and that was good enough for me.
So when you got floated into the craft, do you remember you two going your own separate ways through a different corridor or something? How did that work?
Well, I don't know. I know that when I first went in the door, they made a left turn with me and then a right turn. So I'm not for sure when he went in, they might have made a right turn and then a left turn, took us in separate rooms there. I don't know about that for sure at all. I just know where I went in there.
Did you go in one after the other or together at the same time?
I'm assuming we was in there one after the other.
Interesting.
It's really hard to say without being able to turn around and look and see him. It's hard to say.
So you kind of ended up on the craft at the same time, but you were taken in kind of in a row, one after the other.
Yes,
into separate rooms. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it would have been easier on us, I think, if we'd been in the same room. But I don't know if they did that for their security or ours, or maybe they just didn't have the room in there. I never seen a table where I was, but I'm sure it had to be that one table in there that they laid me on.
Okay, so you're certain here, and this is a question that will be asked, that this experience was entirely a physical one, that what you remember, either consciously or through hypnotic regression, is precisely how it went down, or do you think that maybe the aliens implanted, if there are aliens, something to cover up a genuine experience?
No, it's a physical, I don't believe they tried to cover up nothing, because number one, they probably know human nature better than we do. And back then, the last thing you want to do was tell everybody you was abducted by an alien, because I just can't see that happen. It'd be like I'm telling a ghost got you and run off with you or something. So I don't think they tried to cover up nothing, because I knew nobody would probably believe it. And for years, you know, from what I understand, watching here lately, Dr. Honey, you know, where they cover up a lot of stuff.
That's not what I mean. I'm talking about here, Calvin, whether the experience you had that you remember so well is the experience, or perhaps the force behind that, E.T., whatever, altered your memory, so you remember that, but something else happened.
I don't believe so. I know I remember being in there. I physically remember being in there, and I physically remember what happened. I just couldn't do nothing about it. So, no, I'm going to say that, it happened. I don't believe they tried to cover it up in any way.
Did you ever think here, if you could even remember, you're a kid, as they say, at 19, to ask, what the heck are you doing here?
No, I'm too scared to ask that, because that's pretty frightening. It's like you sitting in your house watching TV and somebody kicked the door down, come in there and get you and take you out to their van and give you a medical examination and throw you back out where you was. That's home invasion any way you get it. They done kidnapped you and run off with you. And that's a pretty scary deal.
Yeah, you're not looking at this as like all warm and fuzzy Space Brother kind of stuff. This is some pretty serious, weird, just another species on the planet. And, you know, they look at us like we might look at a monkey in a cage or something.
Yeah, it's nothing warm and fuzzy about it to me. A lot of people try to make it be kind of warm and fuzzy and say there's something they want you to know and tell you. But they wanted me to know, you know, they should have just told me. I could have felt a lot better about them.
I'm going to ask you a question here, which will continue to our next segment, Calvin. And that is, do you feel you were specially selected, that Charles was specially selected, or were you in the wrong place at the wrong time? We'll have that answer in our next segment. With Calvin, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms off-the-record comments that he made to Bloomberg News, saying that he planned to make trade talks with Canada, quote, so insulting that they're not going to be able to make a deal. In North Carolina, the president did not deny the comments.
But I said, in the end, it's okay. Because at least Canada knows how I feel, so it's fine.
The talks with Canada have been hung up on issues related to cars, agriculture, and other sectors. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said there's no deal.
The government of Canada will not sign an agreement unless it's good for Canada
and good for Canadians.
A federal judge has turned down requests from Texas and other states to end the DACA program, which shields younger illegal immigrants from being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So, Calvin Parker, what about that? Were you selected deliberately, you think? Or you were just there?
No, I really feel like it was probably selected. Now, I don't know why I feel that way, but I do feel like we was probably selected and been selected for a while. Now, why they would select two country boys, I don't know, but they did. Or maybe we was just there. I mean, we a big shipyard down from us that works on government ships and builds battleships and submarines and all that was just right there, too. And I thought there for a while, maybe it's something that they're working on, experimenting with, and they're just using us for a guinea pig.
That's interesting. And I'm actually impressed that you thought that maybe there was another explanation to this besides some kind of an alien abduction. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I did. For a long time, I thought, well, you know, that they got this shipyard down there. Of course, they build drones and everything else now. They didn't back in. But I said, well, you know, they experimenting on some kind of craft. And they having them a good old time just messing with me and Charlie. And if I find them, I'm going to put a whooping on them like they wouldn't believe. And that's all. I thought about that a lot.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that the government has actually used people in certain kinds of experiments. So it may be the case that you're on to something there.
Yeah. You know, you never know. Maybe evidence had come out, you know, something. I had rather think it was something like that than I had from another world coming down here.
The one thing I always wonder about UFO abductions, nothing personal on this, why do we need so many? I think if ET wants to take specimens, test people, how many different types of people do they need to abduct and frighten and impact before it's enough?
Well, it's like us, again, experimenting on animals. There's thousands of them, you know, they experiment on just to keep trying. And why we do it, I don't know. It's not right. animals, and I just got to feeling like this lately. Animals has got our feelings just like humans do. You know, they get fear, they're afraid, you hurt their feelings, they pout. So it's hard to say. I know my son passed away here a few years ago. When he did, there's a little old dog come up outside, and he was a stranger, you know, just a stray dog. We let him in, started feeding him. He was just a puppy, and I've got attached to him. So, and I didn't know what kind of feelings that they had, but there was night, days that I set out and cry about that boy on the back porch, and he'd be out there with me, and it would upset him. And he's, matter of fact, he's sitting here in my lap right now.
You know, when it comes to dogs, I kind of think a stray dog selects you. I kind of think the dog you end up with selects you. And I kind of feel that because of the dog we ended up with, we have a rescue Bichon that we picked up in San Diego about 5.5 years ago. And they put up a profile of the dog where they kind of describe his or her personality. And my wife read this and said, that's our dog. And when he first met us, he knew that he was our dog.
Yeah, and that's the way this little fella was. He was probably 6 weeks old, which would have put him born right there close to my son's birthday in March. He come up, we fed him. I figured he would go on, and then I noticed he come back and he was bringing that plate that we fed him on, standing up, jumping up and down in it. And, you know, how could you not take him a little something to eat out there? So we went back and fed him again, and then I got to doing some research on him. Now, he's supposed to be a water dog. Now, I love fishing, and he's Skippy from Japan or something, and he's supposed to like boats and all. And then my son's birthday, he had mated with a dog across the road, and he had 18 puppies in on his birthday. And he's just been with me ever since, and he's a little blessing to me. I think as much as I do of him as I do anybody else. And he does me. He's a lot of company. I remember when I had that stroke, laying up in bed, not moving, he'd come up there, he'd jump up in bed with me and lay right there on me. I mean, he just watched after me. And you can't forget loyalty like that. And I know they got feelings just like anybody else.
They know.
They've made a couple of movies about dogs in the last few years, actually, where one of them does just that. It's, he runs to meet his owner at the train station when he gets off work. And one day, his owner just, it doesn't get off the train because he dies, and this dog just keeps going there every day for years to waiting for his owner to get off the train, and it's fairly moving. There's another one called A Dog's Purpose, which is supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Like I say, this little fella here, he's just as loyal as anything, and the way to get me riled up is mess with the little dog. I know we had a pit bulldog that lived on the same block. He come over here and jumped on this little fella outside in his front door. I grabbed that pit by the neck and I took him back over where he belonged, throwed him up in the old boy's house, told him he better get rid of him. Next time I kill him, he messed with my dog. And I meant that.
But, yeah, it seems like if something happens to, you know, a person in a movie, people are kind of upset. But if something happens to their pet dog, they're even more upset. It's like, you know, I can understand why you'd want to hurt that person, but why the dog?
Yeah. I remember that movie that came out, Old Yeller, when it come out. My brother sat there and cried when that come on.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to figure out with us, is why we have these strange attachments to people. When you got into the fight with the this female or alien or entity, creature, whatever, did you get the perception from it that it was hurt or that it was startled or that it had any kind of emotions, or was this just sort of dispassionate?
No, it was hurt. She was hurt, and or it was hurt, and it was startled because it wasn't expecting that to come out of me. I think maybe they thought that I was still, had that injection and couldn't move. But they kind of misread that. And what I should have done, I could have brought that thing home with me then.
Of course, on the other hand, you have to think of it this way. And this is something you couldn't logically consider at the time, which is if this is exactly what happened to you, even if you were able to overcome them, what would you do next? You could have been somewhere in space at this point. You don't know where you were. You could have been anywhere, another dimension, somewhere in the middle of outer space. How would you know? Now, we're hitting up an anniversary here. 5 years ago, nearly 5 years ago, one fall, we got permission from our network, GCN, to offer the Paracast ad-free to subscribers. And thus, we created the Paracast Plus, and a few months later, we decided to add to the value, and we created a post-game show, special interview show, things you wouldn't expect with the After the Paracast podcast, nearly 5 years ago. We offered it for a really low price, and we haven't changed the price all that much. It's $4.99 a month right now. We did add a weekly price, $1.49 a week, if you want to test it out and see if you like it. We also have annual memberships, five-year memberships, and lifetime memberships. If you go for the five-year and the lifetime, we give away free ebooks, okay? Special offer. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com for more information about the Paracast Plus. Calvin Parker is joining us. The book is Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, My Story. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Randall and his Echo Machine. We should have an official J. Randall Murphy Echo Machine. We'll merchandise it. Okay? We'll mark it up 3,000 or 4,000% like they do with medications. Randall, you want to follow up on the questioning?
Who knows where you might have been during that time? You might have found yourself in a situation where, you know, you grab the alien by the neck and drag it to the door and then find out that you're 10 miles above the earth or something.
And I don't know why, but I really do believe they travel interdimensional and get around. So it's just hard to say how they do. I know they're more advanced than what we are. And maybe they're not even, maybe it's not even mechanical stuff. I mean, at one time I even thought in my mind this could be demons. And that was right after this.
Well, there is a prevailing religious opinion that UFOs and their alleged occupants are demonic, but then how would you know?
You don't never know. It's not meant to know a lot of times. All a man can do is read his Bible, believe in the one God that we know of, and just take the rest the way that it comes. And I believe in God, and there's nothing ever going to change my mind about that. And I'm going to live to the best of my ability to live the way that the Bible and God tells us to and by the commandments. If you ever lose your conscience, then you lose your soul. And I've seen a lot of people that know of a lot of people that lost their conscience. It don't bother them to walk out and kill somebody or something. Well, they lost their soul when they lost their conscience.
But then with something like the experience that you had, you can imagine, say, maybe, you know, you said you'd just been tuning into some of the ancient aliens. Well, I mean, let's suppose that somebody had this happen to them, you know, a couple of thousand years ago, when they had no idea about spacecraft or the possibility of life in other worlds or dimensions. They might believe that they were actually contacted by some kind of either demons or angels, or, and then you could crop up a whole religion all about an experience just like this. What do you think of that?
Oh, I could see how they believe that. I read a book one time, Chariots of the Gods, and he showed old runways and stuff. Now, part of it, you know, I kind of believed, and part of it I didn't, but just like anything else. But he showed runways and things back in the old times or what he thought was. And I could understand if you seen something flying by back then when it wasn't no airplanes, how you would think that it could be angels. I mean, it talks about this in the Bible.
No. Some people say the Bible is really a good UFO book. We had Eric Von Daniken on the show some months back, and we had a religious scholar named David Halperin, an old friend of mine, on the show to kind of give a more conventional explanation to some of the things that von Daniken talked about. But yeah, it's a prevailing theory among a lot of people that if there are aliens amongst us today visiting us, how long have they been here? Do they have a vested interest? Do you ever think here is one possibility that we were seeded by aliens? They manipulate the local populace genetically, and here we are.
I really feel like that. I think that we needed something to survive. You know, we liked something to survive, and they probably helped us out with that, maybe. Helped us survive, and they keep an eye on it. There's no doubt in my mind that people that live here on Earth are destroying the Earth like it is. We got politicians that's destroying the Earth for the ever-loving dollar, the regular people and all. And I think they're trying to head all that off. I might not be able to see a whole lot of good in them, but I see good in them, too. And I see evil. But that's true on anything. You walk down the street, you see good people and you see evil people. And it's no different with our race. I feel like there's good in it and I feel like there's evil in it. And I just hope that we see the good.
We had another guest on recently, Nigel Watson, and we talked about one of the theories for these types of experience being an effect on the mind from something like an electromagnetic force, something like ball lightning, for example. You would get a very bright bluish glow, like what you described, floating down out of the sky, and then the electromagnetic forces from that actually send people into what he called a fugue state, where they go into an alternate reality and experience these types of phenomena that you describe. And sometimes they can last for minutes or hours and sometimes even years. But his feeling was that these ball lightning EM fugue states could possibly explain something like this. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it any, but it could possibly do it. I was fishing one night, and I had a bunch of people in the boat with me and talking about balls of lightning. We were about 20 miles out in the Gulf, and there's a big ball of lightning coming toward us, or a big ball of fire, and it was coming straight for us, and we actually had to turn the boat to dodge it, and I've been trying yet to explain that.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's a very rare phenomenon. What year was that?
This hadn't been that long ago, about 10 years ago.
So none of the UFO stuff has discouraged you from using boats and going fishing?
Oh, no, sir. Huh? you can't quit living because you're afraid of something. You just got to keep on going at it.
Yeah, you didn't exactly want to go back to the dock that night, but eventually you got back to living a pretty normal lifestyle and until this kind of all cropped up again more recently.
Right. I figure this time just man up and face it and go ahead and get it out of the way. Then maybe when this phase passes, I can enjoy my retirement.
Where did you experience this ball lightning phenomena?
It was what they call 9 miles, a marsh in 9 miles. And it's 9 miles out of Bay St. Louis. And it's some good fishing over there. We all loaded up in the boat and was headed over there to go fishing. And that's where this big ball come across the water. And it was just right off the top of the water. And if we had to turn, it would have hit us. I just feel like if it had hit us, it probably killed everybody aboard the boat.
What color was it again?
Like a streak of lightning. You ever seen one of them, except it was in a ball?
Interesting. Now,
I tried to look up some stuff like that, and somebody wanted to say, well, it was marsh gas that formed into a ball and went. And I don't know if it was or not, but I do know it was a big old ball of fire coming to us.
And it was moving across the water.
It was getting after it, yes, sir.
And there was a storm at the time, too. Coming,
yeah.
You could see clouds. Okay, very interesting. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
I've enjoyed it.
Calvin, do you have a website or someplace we can check out more of what you're doing?
I'm using Philip Mandel's website at the Flying Disc. We got it. I do have a Facebook page, but I don't know if it'll let me take any more people or not.
Right. You have to have, I think, a limit of 5,000 people, but people can follow you. They can't befriend you like you and I were befriended on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, by the way. I don't know if people want to use Twitter anymore after some of the bad publicity, But we are known as the Paracast on Twitter. And mostly I put up show announcements there. We're on Facebook. We have two Paracast channels there. And even Facebook, you kind of wonder about the publicity. But if you want to talk about things about UFOs and other stuff, you can go to our forums at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. We also have After the Paracast radio show, which is available only to subscribers of our premium package, the Paracast Plus. And what this means is we give you that show, which is uncensored, and you could figure out what that means, I'm sure. Uncensored, no commercials. We just go on until we stop about all sorts of things, special interviews. You never know what's going to happen next. We also give you the ad-free version of this show. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We set up that way. You get relatively simple sign-up instructions, not as simple as I'd like, but basic sign-up instructions. Prices start just $1.49 a week. Our price, cheap. Right? Calvin Parker, we appreciate you coming on the show. You're sincere. You have incidents in your life that are very believable. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me. Y'all take care.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.